Pickaxe.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pitch Please, the podcast where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them.
Come on, Alex.
Tom,
how's it going? More gusto, more spunk. Give me more spunk.
People who make them.
How's that? Yeah, that's good. That's one. Better. I hate it.
I'll deliver it differently every week.
Every single week. Perfect. Hey, I'm here. I'm good. I'm Tom. I'm also joined by our regular developers, starting with number one, Chris.
Hi, I'm one half of Brunch Club developers Foggy Box and on a just piece of shit, Chris Yules.
It's getting worse and worse every week.
You're coming on this downward spiral with me.
Yay! And also, we're joined by recent XCOM 2 player, finally, James.
Blimey, finally. Terrible game. Never. No, I'm kidding. That's great. Hi, I'm James, one of the two developers who made Drink More Glurp.
Nice! And yeah, you now know what the Avatar Project is, finally, right?
Mm.
Right.
Damn. Yeah, it's run by Optimus Prime, and he's very mad at me because I keep killing everybody.
Well, he's not wrong.
Optimus Prime is in that game. And I really want to find out James's thoughts on XCOM 2, but what I've noticed is that people don't like it when we don't get into the pitch quickly. So I suggest we get into the pitch and then
find a way to
bring XCOM 2's, well, James's experience of XCOM 2 into our discussion.
Right. Okay. Well, I was going to say that him recently playing XCOM 2 after all these weeks it's great. It's good that he's playing it. James, well done. Congratulations. Welcome to the train, finally. I think we're well beyond the Avatar Project. I think Pitch Please goes in phases, and we're on to a new phase now. A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned the reality show Fall Guys.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That was something.
What are the two biggest games on Twitch right now?
Among Us.
Yeah, Among Us and Fall Guys. Well, Fall Guys is kind of slipping a little bit. But the reason I ask this
Keep
is because I got this idea after watching Sips in Twitch Rivals, the pro streamer Sips.
It was something.
Him and the rest of Hat Films joined in Twitch Rivals to compete for a $50,000 prize pool, which is insane. And they came second to last. It was awful. Anyway, they did a load of these placement matches, like five or six placement matches, where everyone would just play. They weren't in like a custom game or anything. They just played Fall Guys at the same time as other people. However, most of the games restarted because they were plagued by hackers. And throughout the entire game, I think I spent more time just trying to watch other people and just see, is that guy going a little bit faster? Is that guy going a little bit, is he flying? I'm pretty sure he's flying. This guy just finished the game instantly. He's definitely a hacker. Just like watching out for
the hacking, has it become a bit more subtle now? Like rather than just someone zooming off or flying?
They fly around the air like doing this, like waving their arms about.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, is it really obvious in Fall Guys still when someone hacks?
It's so obvious. I mean, there's more subtle ones, but it's still plagued by it. Like one in every like four games has a hacker in it. And if you have a hacker in your game, well, that's it. You're never going to win. Even if you can't make it to the final or whatever, you're never going to win. So that's where this game comes in. It's a mix. This is where Among Us comes in. It's a mix between the two. It's a maybe battle royale, maybe quite a lot of players, where there's a load of innocent players and they're the ones just playing the game. They're just existing in this thing. Maybe they try and win by just winning the game like normal. However, there's like two or three hackers in the game that are trying to win the game legitimately without getting banned.
It's Spy Party, but with hacking.
Kind of Spy Party.
Hidden in plain sight with hacking.
Well, yeah, it's a traitor deception game. There's games like it, I won't lie. But with Spy Party...
It's TTT, but with hacking.
It's right? Yeah, it's Octodad. Let's bring that in too. But with hacking.
Speaking of hacking, I was playing XCOM recently, and they've got a really nice way of hacking doors. But anyway, I digress.
Wait, you were playing XCOM? Well, tell me your thoughts.
Funny that, yeah. I was playing XCOM 2. Yeah, it's great. Thanks for the recommendation.
Good game, huh?
Is that all you have to say about it?
I don't really have a lot to say about it yet. I mean, I've been playing it a bit, and it's challenging. It's a hard game.
Cool.
Hard what difficulty to not are you kill playing people. It on? Which difficulty?
Regular,
normal,
whatever standard.
Okay, so I played it on, I think, regular. But I like Tom. You only play it on like the hardest difficulty, permadeath, right?
I play it on Iron Man Commander, yeah.
Okay,
and I've never played.
I don't understand that.
I've never won the game.
Why?
I've never beaten the game.
Why go straight in? Like, do you not? You're not just interested in what it's like to just play through the whole game, just. To just finish it before you go in for the big challenge.
Nah, because I'm a kind of Dark Souls player, you know. I want to get punish me, hurt me, harm
hurt
me,
Daddy.
Okay. I want hurt sure. me, Daddy, hurt me more.
That's the name of the episode.
I want to feel pain before I win, and when I win, it feels all the more satisfying. Then I'm full.
So, so is this game going to be super hard then?
What, playing Fall Guys with a bunch of hackers is probably good then.
He's trying to, keep
back
it
to the pitch.
In the circle of the pitch, Tom. He's trying to do his presenting role, bringing it back into, you know, where we should be talking.
It's not working very well.
Oh, no, because it was very confusing, that entire structure, which does sort of prove the point of why we talk about shit before we get into another conversation, whoever fucking suggested that. God damn you. Anyway, so what I'm thinking is yeah, maybe it's 60 players, maybe... Let's not go too far. Maybe it's 10 players or whatever. And yeah, there's a load of people that are just doing the race as normal. However, the hacker, he, I think, at the end of every round has to come in the top three or something like that, or in the top positions without being so obvious with their hacking. That they are, it's like in The Incredibles, you know, at the very end of The Incredibles, when the fast kid, I can't remember his name, Dash. they're like cheering him on to run a little bit faster, but not too fast, because it'll be too obvious that he has superpowers. So then they pull him back, and okay. He's getting really confused by where he is in the race. It's like that.
Chris,
what I'm thinking is that all Tom's done at the moment is to describe a game mode. I don't know what this game is. Are you making a game, or are you just saying Fall Guys / PUBG should have this mode where you?
No.
You said race, and then you said rounds, and then you said like, and I don't know what it is.
I imagine it to be similar in structure to Dead by Daylight, which is a game that I think somehow has lasted the test of time. Like somehow this game among Friday
talking
the
about
13th,
most viewed games on Twitch. That's right up there. Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, somehow.
It's one of the most viewed games
in
the
series. Dead by Daylight and Rainbow Six are games that somehow, multiplayer only games.
Rainbow Six is.
Yeah, it's very good, but still, it's a multiplayer only game that has somehow carried on. Like, it's beaten other games that just very quickly die out, PUBG being one of them, and, you know, like that sort of thing. So I'm imagining like a Dead by Daylight structure where it's you choose to play as a hacker, you just play as a hacker in this game. And you have certain powers you can go into. Maybe you can pick some perks to begin with where you're just like, yeah, I can fly, or I've got slightly higher jump distance, or I can run a little bit faster or whatever.
This is making more sense to me now.
Yeah, and the game is, maybe it takes place over 3-4 rounds where by the end of the final round, you're like, hey, this guy, he came third like 4 times in a row. That's got to be him. It has to be him.
So is there like a voting round? So at the end end of the match, who do you think is the hacker? And you,
well, yeah, exactly. You know. Or maybe like the people who are really good, like they're like, no, I came first because I'm just really good at this game. the hacker, however, you know, he has to come in like a pole position or whatever you'd call it, podium position. Sorry, pole positions before that. And if he doesn't, then he loses automatically. So it's like quite quick rounds. I think maybe the games take 10 minutes each or whatever. The entire games, the rounds take like 2 minutes each.
What is the game? How would this work?
I don't know, but the structure, I've given you the structure.
Well, that's for us, Chris. Yeah, that's James.
So hang on. Let's say in the first round, everyone picks the hacker immediately. Is that game over?
No,
Everyone who isn't a hacker wins.
I think Dead by Daylight is done in a way where the matchmaking is done by you're searching for a game where you can play as the killer, and then there's people search for the game where they play as just the regular dude. If they did it as like an online thing, if this was like a private game kind of thing, like maybe like TTT or, well, I'd say TTT's got online servers, but you know what I mean, like Among Us, where it's got the custom servers that you just jump into with all your friends and you just play it like that, then yeah, I guess it could be randomly generated. It could just be you jump into the game and it's like, right, you are the hacker. And you're like, okay, shit, I have to play the game.
I feel like you'd need to do that otherwise, because this hacker sounds immediately more fun than playing regular, right? Because it's like, I don't know, because I can fly.
In Dead by Daylight, like you would think the killer sounds like the most fun, right?
I've only played the killer like twice, and yeah, it's still more fun.
I think they're well balanced on both sides. Like it's a very different game.
Okay.
And I wonder if that's what we need to try and focus on. It's like how, like it's, you're playing the game very differently. Although you all have the same objective, you're playing the game very differently.
What's the game?
Chris.
You keep saying you're playing the game. What is it? Is it a drive?
Is it a flight?
Like you, I don't know. Apparently you can fly at one point, but like in what respect? Is it
flying is an example of something that you could do. Like what, I don't know. What do you think it could be? Like, do you see it as
it could
a shooter?
Be anything.
Could it be a racing game?
I think we should make 30 different games and you could be a hacker in each of the 30 games.
And
you
each can suddenly game has its own hacks available.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have to learn.
It's the driving game. And you're a hacker in all of them. No, I mean, look, there's people that copied PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. A lot of people that copied it when that came out, which again was a copy of something else. And now that Fall Guys has come out, there's loads of people that are going to be making Takeshi's Castle style Battle Royale games. Let's be the first one that embraces the hackers in the game, because they can't even get rid of theirs.
Do we embrace the cloning as well? It's like all of our 30 games are all clones of popular games on Twitch, and you become the hacker in the popular game.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that does require making 30 different games.
We'll make 30 ones.
We'll just do one.
But I feel like it could be one. Like if it was just, it's either mini games, but we have kind of done mini games recently.
Like Mario Party.
I feel
Party.
Like if it was just, yeah, like a Mario Party kind of thing. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe it is that. Maybe what if it was like Mario Party games, but one of you is the hacker?
Well, instead go through all the different games it could be? If it was a first person shooter, okay, let's say it's Time Splitters, right? It's a death match and you're like, oh, hang on a minute, that guy, there's no way he got that kill. Or you literally see him no clip through the wall. Or he's firing constantly. You're like, this dude's got unlimited ammo. He's
to not two people's heads.
Yeah, he's not got like he's not reloading. He's able to just shoot infinitely or whatever. You're trying to identify the hack that each person has, but they have to win. They have to win the game.
Yeah.
They have to get to the end without being so obvious that like, or maybe you look at the scoreboard and you're like, that dude hasn't died like at all. But if the way you win is by maybe either legitimately beating the hacker or getting to the end before he does, or maybe there's like a voting phase and you're like, yeah, that guy, obviously the hacker at the very end. He has to win and survive the voting phase, whereas you just have to vote him out or win. I don't know.
I feel like you can't win against the, well, I suppose maybe you could win against someone hacking like in a game like that, right? Because obviously if there's the hidden threat of someone can just vote you out, if it looks like you're doing too well, you can just be voted out, then the hacker isn't always going to necessarily be able to win that easily. It's not going to be like you've just turned on aimbot and you can kill 30
people.
Well,
yeah, I mean, if you kill 30 people and the second place has got two kills, then, like, obviously, you vote him out. He loses.
I keep thinking back to, I bring this up quite a lot, but Assassin's Creed multiplayer with, like, watching other behaviours. Maybe it's because whenever we talk about social deception games, like, I think that is a really good example of something where you're really focusing on the difference between, like in Assassin's Creed, it's between NPCs and real people.
Yeah.
But in this, like, I guess it's between players and players who have special abilities.
Your enemy and your enemy who is slightly boosted by his hacking power.
But like, I guess, yeah, I mean, like, maybe if it was just like Mario Party kind of games, but there was just someone who had an additional, like the hacking ability, like the power. There was a hacker and you had to, that was like the extra thing that you had to do. You had to, between each round, you could vote to see who you thought was the hacker.
Yeah.
And if you're wrong, how does that work? Like, do you go
then
out?
Then you vote an innocent, right? Continues. I guess like you've got one less innocent on your side, I suppose. Or I don't know. I was imagining like maybe even one voting phase where it's just, yep, we got him. He's out. And that's the end of it. But the hack has been.
So just like really short rounds or really short games.
Maybe, I don't know. At least maybe for the shooter one, if it was a first person shooter, if it was something else, if it was Fall Guys, but one person is a hacker, then I guess you could have multiple rounds where you're just trying to vote for him and then slowly the pool is dwindling down. So that,
Chris, how could you see this working in, like,
I can't.
Even if it was just,
why I've sat here in silence staring at the ceiling trying to figure it out.
But if it was just like, say if it wasn't a full game, or if it was a game mode in certain games, like, would that make more sense to you, or would you think this mode thing
makes more sense because you've already got the game. You don't have to make 30 games.
We're not talking about making 30 games. I'm talking about picking one thing that it would work best in as a full game. Like Among Us is one small kind of shit game that for some reason has gained a ton of popularity.
Can someone describe Among Us to me? Because I haven't played it and I've just, everyone's going crazy about it. I don't really know.
You've edited a lot of it.
a lot of people. So you're like engineers on a spaceship and you've all got different tasks that you do. However, there's X amount of aliens that are trying to kill everyone on board. And so everyone's trying to just do their tasks and look innocent. The aliens are trying to fit in by look like they're doing tasks but actually killing everyone on board, and if the innocents or the aliens spot a body, then there's a voting phase. The game is meant to be played in such a way where no one talks to each other until the voting phase, and then they can discuss stuff during that time. It's not really that fun to do it that way.
Played it, Tom, and we were all talking to each other at the same time and doing the, like, you can talk but if you die you can't talk,
you go silent.
And it was a lot of fun because then
fun,
you really have to put in the work to try and convince people that you're not, even if you are. I think when we were playing it, I managed to convince people to vote Tash out.
Yeah.
And no, it was me. But I turned three people. I turned three people against her.
Yeah, just pure I feel like skill. If I pitched that game before, if Among Us didn't exist, if I pitched that, you'd say, that's a game mode. But no, it's not. It's actually a game and it's fun.
I see where Chris is coming from, that there is like, it could be applied as a game mode. But I also feel like there is the best kind, I don't know, there is like a perfect game that it could work with, a certain style of game. And maybe that is with Fall Guys or something like that kind of game. But I don't know, in Fall Guys, it's a lot more, I don't know, like we were talking before, it's very obvious, right, when someone's cheating because they just go like super fast.
Well, exactly.
FPS, yeah. FPS is the most subtle, whatever. I think, a lot of the time.
Yeah, I mean, even then, if you like, I feel like I've even in playing the game, I've seen someone running a little bit faster than me. I'm like, that guy's fucking hacking. He has to be. He's running ever so slightly ahead of me, and then all of a sudden, the internet sort of elastic band thing brings him back in. I'm like, oh, okay. No, it was just a little bit of internet lag. But every time I'm playing Fall Guys now, because of how prevalent the hacking is, I'm watching everybody. And maybe they've got subtle hacks. Maybe they're just being so obvious about it. They're like, oh, just ban me, and they're just flying to the end instantly. But like, I feel like there are people playing that game who are just so subtly hacking that they're just getting away with it. And those are the people, that's what the game is. That's what what Fall Guys, if they embrace the hackers, would be, and that's what this game is.
So should the hacking be hard, as in, so to try and make more of a game of this, should it actually be harder to hide that you're a hacker, in that if maybe you always move super, super, super fast and there's no way to control your speed? So you really have to be, if it's just, I've got to get from point A to point B,
I think
I can only travel at 100 times the speed of everybody else, and I have to be.
If you imagine, right? If you imagine that all the way down on the joystick, is that what they call them nowadays? I don't know.
Gamepad. Nintendo, I think they call them
analog stick.
Yeah, if you put it all the way forward on the N-gauge, then like for a normal player, that's just full speed, right? You're just running at like full speed. But as a hacker, like 10% of that is their full speed. If you push it all the way, you're going at like lightning speed.
So it's incredibly difficult to maneuver your character.
You can move and act like a normal person, but the controls are so much more limited for you because if you push any further, you're running way faster than them, or you're running too slow, right? You're trying to find the perfect sweet spot balance where you are a regular
just like
person.
Basic, really basic game modes, like walk on this along this straight line. Yeah, it's just like you've just been pulled over by the police. There's just various like motor function like game modes where you just have to do really basic things that would normally be quite easy to do.
Turn and look at this thing, really, and you're trying to make sure the aim bot doesn't kick in and just like snaps your neck towards the thing, and everyone's watching like, oh, I saw that.
What if it is? If it is that, like, and that's so. If the game modes are very, very simple, that it's if you are playing the game not as a hacker, it's like you can just do it. It's super easy. It's barely a game. But the point of the game is that you are constantly distracted because you're watching the 8, 9, however many other people doing this at the same time, and trying to figure out which one of them is hacking.
Yeah.
Well. James. What if you're a series of lab rats in a maze or in a laboratory, and one of you has been given
the super serum,
right? But you don't want the scientist to catch you because you don't want to get like you've become super intelligent, and you're like, right, okay, I've got to blend in with the other mice.
You're taken away for. Oh, okay, I really like that.
So you're being put through a load of trials and stuff.
Yeah,
I was going to say that's what is great about Spy Party is the fact that you're trying not to get caught, but you're trying to mimic the AI. So
Spy Party work?
So with Spy Party, there's a room, you're at a party, there's a room full of AI. There's like statues that can be picked up. There's like things that can be turned around.
It's a little bit like Among Us, but a two player.
A sniper on an opposite building, and your job is to find the person amongst the AI, and you have tasks, which is like turn around 3 statues. I don't know if the sniper can see your tasks or not. I think they can actually.
Maybe, I can't remember.
So then like the AI would walk around. They walk around in certain ways, and you have to mimic that as well. And they will go up to statues, like pick them up. Maybe they'll turn one round, but you have to mimic those actions to complete your task. And I think that's. The problem with just being a hacker and the way I would say it is if you did that for an FPS game, maybe you don't have to reload, but you should still be able to play the animation whenever you want.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And you should still be able to, maybe you can't die, but you can press a button and you do die. So you have to then start figuring out how's the best way to disguise these fake actions.
Right. Yeah. Like you get a headshot and then a second later you fall down. It's like, okay.
does this game have a kill cam? If it does have a kill cam, you have to play a lot differently than a game that doesn't, because you're going to get noticed. So you have to learn how to. So you might have to go right up to someone's head, then turn on like the aim assist, so you just get it just right, rather than turning it on and just going whoop and just spinning all the way around.
So I love the idea of the kill cam, of like seeing someone get shot in the head, and then half a second later they fall over. I think that's really funny. I think that's the big part of it
is the hacking is either difficult to control or you're just trying to be so subtle with it that you can't be spotted.
I think if it's difficult to control, you're just going to ruin the joy of hacking.
Fair enough.
The experience.
I think the joy of hacking. The danger is, what if the person playing the hacker is just good at the game and they just win without using hacks?
Well, that's like that happens, but that's the whole point, right? Is you're trying to So I've played that game, what we've played Siege and stuff together, where someone has like vote kicked me because they think I'm hacking. I'm like, I shot you in the head. It's not that hard. It's you just aim for the head.
Yeah,
like,
you're a hacker.
I'm like, well, thank you. That's the biggest compliment I can get today, that you think I'm aimbotting. It's like, I'm too dumb to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, like, just I've got no idea.
I can press a left mouse button and aim at your head. It's not hard. But like, that's the thing, is that if you become good at it, then people are going to start voting for you. So you kind of have to, if you are just a good player, kind of dumb yourself down a little bit and sort of dial it back.
I feel like at the moment we're kind of beginning to like diverge into two possible routes, where we have the really cool first person stuff that Chris is suggesting, with the idea of like being able to have control
to clarify,
over your...
I wasn't suggesting that. I was just trying to make the original idea better. I still think it's a stupid thing.
Oh, good.
All right, thanks.
But
the idea of like having control over your own, like the damage you take and when you die and like movement speed. But then also James's idea of basically just being a supercharged lab rat.
This is the one I prefer, by the way.
Which I think
I
is
like
fantastic.
Because it actually has a thematic idea beyond first-person shooter.
So
I like it
how can
party.
We take some of those ideas of having control over your superpowers and then putting that into James's idea of like, you know, choosing when or when not to exhibit some kind of behavior?
So the requirement is that you need to come in like a podium finish or whatever. You have a certain requirement as a hacker for whatever reason that's separate to everyone else. It doesn't make it like Fall Guys where you're hacking and you just come first and you win, or you whatever, you just qualify. Yeah. But I think maybe there's extra tasks that you have to solve while still disguising yourself, I guess. So there's that. Maybe you're a lab rat that's trying to take over the world.
So for me, with the lab rat idea, it was like, so you still do mini games, but they're all like, you know, test themed. So you have a maze, for example, but you can see the entire maze while everyone else can only see what's in front of them. Therefore, you know who's close. You know how to get to the end. You want to win, but you don't want to make it obvious by just beelining the correct route. And also you know when someone else is going to get close to winning. So you have to sort of... For that mini game, you have to judge on how you want to approach it. Like, because if you just go straight to it, done straight away, I knew the path exactly. It's very obvious. And
right,
if you then go, okay, I'll do a few wrong turns, but then you go, well, because I've done so many wrong turns now, someone else has actually got closer to it. So now I need to, you know.
But you can use your super jump if you want to just jump over three walls.
Or maybe you could just, I don't know, walk
but
through
people
a wall
phase
or
through
something. Like,
phase
because
through.
I think just jumping over it might be pretty obvious.
So are you imagining...
But that's a desperate maneuver.
Are you imagining, because you said spy party, are you imagining that you are one superpowered rat against a load of AI rats and the scientist watching you is like the sniper? Or are you imagining...
I think that works.
This is... Everyone's playing the rats and they are just trying to figure out who the superpowered rat is.
I mean, I personally had imagined it either being one scientist, one rat, or maybe you could have multiple rats. But I feel like you still kind of need the one
you need
overseer,
the one
scientist to pick out the ones that don't.
But it could be 1v30, where like the idea is the rats all have to work together to protect the super rat, right? So they all have to, like, everyone on that team knows who the hacker is, right? Who the super rat is.
Right.
And now it becomes like just a group effort to get that rat through. So maybe if there are traps along the way, right, that would kill a rat, that you have to take one for the team. And like, if you know that the super rat guy is going to go into a spike trap, you just run ahead of him without being super obvious and, you know, get hit and die. And therefore that rat can then get through because that one's been triggered. But then it becomes obvious to the overseer scientist, like, everyone's sort of, you know, doing things for that rat. So you then have to start moving as like a swarm, a herd.
So would the goal be to get the lead rat, or could it still be just one of the 30, but you only get, say, one or two chances to pick the rat? So you as a scientist pick two rats, but you, if they're both just normies, if they're just AI rats, you as a scientist are just like, yeah, I've got my rats, cool, no worries, that's end of round, next.
Yeah, I in my head, I think it's just, even if it's not just AI, it's actually a team of people all who can all communicate with each other, unfortunately, via microphone. then I think that if you say, like, okay, the scientist has X amount of, you know, choices at the end of the round, you can go, okay, I think it's that one. And or you can just say, I'm not going to vote this round. I'm going to continue on to see how many, but then the rats have X number of rounds to trick you. I think that would be better, because then there's the, I can't just constantly be like, I think it's that one. No, well, I'll try again in a minute. You don't want to have them spam it. You want them to try and use it tactically.
Just out of interest, how could it work, or how would it work if it was the other way around, where
one all, big rat all of the watching rats, 30
big rats watching one tiny scientist. where if it was all of the rats know who the superpowered rat is, but they're not trying to help him. They want him dead. They want him out of there. So, but there's no way of communicating with the scientists because they're rats. So they have to do these basic levels and stuff, but
everyone would just follow the hacker one, right? Like, everyone would just
if you have 30 rats swarming together, how would the scientists know which one is? I feel like
with that, you don't need the hacks. The point of that would then just to be, hey, this rat is different. Like, what's the point of the hacks then?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I feel...
So how would it work? Like, what's the benefit of the...
We keep saying hacks. They're like, now, like, what, powers?
Superpowers.
You are the one bad rat.
Bad rat. Actually, I feel the problem is with the rat thing that we've now come up with, you don't need any of those. It's the same thing as you can just have a rat that's been selected that everyone has to make sure survives.
But so if everyone has to make sure that this rat survives, then what is the benefit for that? How do you whittle down, like, the other 30 rats?
Well, that's, like, what I'm saying. There are hazardous things along the way, but you need to make it look like they happen to go around there before you, rather than... Because if you go up to, like, a trap zone or something and turn around and go back, you'd be like, well, he doesn't want to die. Why doesn't he want to die yet? Is it because he is the one true rat?
The chosen one. I guess the problem that I'm seeing is that I guess it's the same problem that the team games in Fall Guys have, where if you're working with people you don't know,
people are the worst.
Not going to want to sacrifice yourself because you're not going to want to be out of the game to help some randomer be the king rat. So I almost feel like it needs to be, if it is 30 rats that are all, you know, you've all got superpowers and you're trying to blend in with, like, I guess 100 AI rats. Yeah. Sort of see that working more than, say, one king rat that needs to get to the end but has subordinates that help them do it.
But what if the subordinates, like, you are trying to help the king rat, but but you don't want to sacrifice yourself. So it does then become like, do you know in Fall Guys when you have the level with, like, the tile path you have to run across, and it always takes one person to sacrifice themselves at some point to figure out which tile you can actually walk on.
Yeah, and they're called idiots.
It always ends up, everyone just pushes each other and they swarm around. So it's everyone trying to protect the Rat King, but also not being the one who wants to sacrifice themselves. So they end up, like, infighting, trying to make each other sacrifice themselves to be able to progress.
I will say I feel like we have drifted from the original idea quite vastly.
I think that's fine.
Well, I mean, the original idea, I think, just the one that you said
as superpowers, you know, drifted, that sort of, that,
we drifted from the idea that Chris said sucks, so let's go back to that, shall we? Yeah, really filled me with confidence when I pitched that one and the only response was silence and that shit. Let's go back to that one.
I didn't say that shit.
You could just get rid of the superpowers or the hacks entirely, and it's just,
I think it needs to be among us. It needs to be 10 rats against each other. Everyone's a little bit more intelligent than the average rat. At the end of every round, they're trying to vote which one's the superpowered one, so the scientist takes them away. If not, the scientist, which is an AI, by the way, that's just a thing that just happens. They pick one out and is like, yeah, I'm taking this rat away. Like, no, I'm not the fucking superpowered rat. That guy is. He obviously is. He morphed through the wall in the maze.
Why can't the scientists be a player?
This is just
why
Among
can't
Us?
They just watch?
It's just Among Us, but it's rat Fall Guys.
With rats. Among rats.
So you still have to do Fall Guy challenges?
But you're trying to spot the superpowered one. It's almost...
But I think...
It's trying the idea, to spot but with a weird idea, with like a weird plot merged into it.
Trying to spot the superpowered one is where the scientist comes in, right? I think that's what James's initial idea was. So
that's
cool.
That's just a thing.
That could be a player. That would be really cool. That's like the Dead by Daylight side of like, okay, I want to play as a scientist today. I'm going to watch these people play through. Oh, James,
I think you could give the scientists more things to do. So they could actually deploy traps or change the maze or interfere in some way to see how they react. So they could go, I'll just turn the lights off and see what they do. I don't know. and if you're not moving, then you're probably
I really like this. I think we should explore this option.
So it's like you're trying to weed out what superpower they have.
They've
got night vision.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe all the human controlled rats have each got different powers, and you've got on your scientist checklist, I've got to find the one that has the phasing ability. So I will change the maze up and see if any of them end up phasing through the wall or something. I don't really know how that works, but it sounds interesting.
yeah. I mean, maybe. Maybe everyone has an individual power and you're just the one guy trying to spot what everyone has.
Hmm. Could that be? Yeah, like as a scientist, you are the one who you have to figure out. Yeah, like if you had a checklist of like, okay, there's a Sin the Dark rat, there's a super quick rat, there's a super jump rat, whatever. And I have to change the maze accordingly in real time as they're going through this maze. What if that is just if the game is just a maze and you're the scientist looking down, and as soon as the rats reach the end of the maze, that's the end of the level. And if they all reach the end by that point and you haven't isolated as a scientist, you haven't figured out which rats are which, then you lose. And it goes on to the next. But if you have, then it goes on to the. If you do it, it goes on to the next round, perhaps. Or no, like something happens at the end. There's a decision phase for the scientist to make at the end. By the time all the rats reach the end,
yeah, yeah.
Does that work?
Maybe. Probably not, Chris. What you got? Tell us how it doesn't work.
I just really like the. And then something happens at the end.
Next week I'm going to pitch Brunch Club and see how you respond to that.
I would tell you no. I would say no. Available now on PlayStation by accident. I like the idea. I was just saying that I liked the. I love the clarity of. And then something happens at the end.
I think something happens is basically maybe it's not round based. Maybe it is just like a Dead by Daylight style map, and that's where the Dead by Daylight thing comes in, is where you have
everyone
30
versus
rats
a scientist
in a maze. They have one objective.
Let's not say 30.
To get to
30 is a lot.
30. What I don't know, but it needs to be difficult for the scientist, right?
Said about arbitrary numbers.
let's
say
it's X rats.
X rats.
I don't know. I think 30 is a decent. Like the thing that I'm thinking of is what makes it difficult is that the more rats there are, like scrabbling over themselves and stuff. You know when you get that effect in Fall Guys, like when you get the zombies in a fucking World War Z or whatever it is, climbing up over each other. You want a bit of that happening, so it's difficult for the scientist to be like, which one is the quick one in here? How can I see? You need to be able to really focus and like and make them so the game is all the rats if you're playing as a rat, their objective is to get to the end of this, get to the center or the end or wherever of this constantly changing maze. The scientist has X amount of moves that they can deploy during the event. So whether that's changing the wall around, putting a trap down, turn the lights on and off or whatever. When all the rats finish, get to the end of the maze, that's it. The game ends and then the decision is, and then it goes into like the decision stage where the scientist has to say, okay, these are the rats that are the naughty super rats. These are the ones I'm taking away.
These are the bad rats.
Naughty rats.
Yeah. I guess you'd need some sort of tagging system because you'd need to be able to remember which. I'm imagining 30 grey low poly rats lined up in a row and you're like, I don't know which one's which.
Yeah, that
one. So you either have to tag them at that point, like while the event is happening, or you have to just say, I think it's that one. And then at the end of the round, you have your, you say, oh, I tagged that one.
Yeah, I feel like you tag them. The scientists, the rats that are playing have no idea that this, like, they can't see what the scientists can see. They just have a feeling like they're just completing, they're just getting to the end of the maze. And then at the end, there's just a lineup. There are all 30 rats, all X rats are lined up. And then it's like, you know, the end of the Fall Guys round, basically, where suddenly the trap doors disappear. Like, and the people who lost fall down. Well, in this, instead, a big hand comes down and picks up a rat.
I definitely want the big hand, yeah.
The rats that managed to get through to the next round, and it's another maze. And maybe it's a different, I don't know, we could have differently themed maze, different kinds of traps, different kinds of,
yeah, I don't know. I was going to say, if every level is a maze, I'm not playing this fucking game.
Just a
game.
Maze, yeah.
It's other challenges,
but something
right?
like, yeah,
I think
yeah.
one's what a driving round, at least, you know, they've got little rat
yeah.
cars.
Yeah, and they've got the little bubble cars, yeah. Cereal box cars. What kind of things do rats do in labs? Like, what do they do with them? That,
oh,
like,
everything.
It's not all mazes, is it?
You put makeup on them. You spray.
I feel like spray. You could have
character customization as well, because like there's the rats that have like the ears sewn onto them. Just like that's the character creation is you
yeah,
just customize.
This one's got a pigeon strapped.
This one's got an extra limb, but it's on his back for some reason.
Yeah.
So which one's the superpowered one? I'm gonna go with the one with the pigeon on their back.
They're just like hands. They're just cosmetic.
Fair enough. All right. Yeah.
That's how we monetize this. System is done in such a way where you buy the limb and then you can place it anywhere you want on your rat. And that's how you customize it.
I know where an extra limb is going to go for a lot of players. I know where they're going to put it.
On their head.
Let them do it.
So, okay, does that work? Like, basically, that rough idea, at least, that sketch of an idea work of the X rats all playing one game where they have to complete the maze or whatever, you know, the mini game. And then the scientists having a checklist of, okay, each game has a super quick rat in, a jumpy rat, a see in the dark rat or whatever, some kind of superpowered, very superpowered rats. And the scientist, each game has to pick them up or he loses. I don't know what would happen. Like, how would that work?
I guess he just loses. Like, that's how most traitor deception games work. If you don't spot him, you lose.
Maybe he's got a quota. He's got a boss, a science boss. He's like, get me those superpowered rats.
Yeah, he's got a certain amount of funding that he has to hit, or he starts losing funding. And maybe there's like a progress bar that slowly decreases over time. We can call it, I don't know, the Avatar Project, maybe.
Okay, yeah, I'm into that.
Also, it's turn-based card slinger.
I know about it, yeah. And we have it voiced by Optimus Prime, and it will work great.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about if the objectives of the scientist are, he has, I don't know, let's say there are five rats that he needs to isolate with five different powers, five different abilities, and there are five rounds that the rats can go through.
It's a little bit like the scientist is the detective. The other guys are the superpowered rats are the traitors, and then the rest of the players are just innocents who are just trying to spot the traitors. So the detective is the only one who has power to pick and kill. Or I said get killed.
Yeah,
remove
the
rats.
The scientist. Well, how the rats win. This goes back to Chris's idea of trying to help the superpowered rats, the normie rats trying to help the superpowered rats, is how the scientist wins is if by the end of those five rounds of various different rat challenges, whether it's like a maze or whether it's like driving cars or whether it's climbing stuff or whatever, that test various abilities of the rats. If the scientist hasn't managed to get all of the rats, all of the superpowered rats, then he loses. The scientist loses and the rats win.
I
just imagined a man watching over this huge table of rats running around in cars. I'm trying to just think of what that looks like from a scientist player point of view.
It looks like a great experiment.
I feel like, do you know those cars where the main wheel is the one that rats run round in, right?
Yes.
Oh my God,
yes.
Yeah.
It's that.
That's what it is. That's how they drive them.
I think the non-superpowered rats are on the same team as the scientist. They don't want to be picked out. However, how do they have sway to convince the other one?
They could,
circle the guy. Like,
you could
march around them.
They could shit.
Every rat has
you get one shit thing.
Like a little breadcrumb. That they can leave behind.
Every rat has telepathy. Anyone that's playing as the rat team, they have a filter applied to their voice, so it's super high pitched. But during the voting phase, they're trying to convince the other one. Which one is the defective rat? They're trying to find out the defective rats, and the defective ones are the ones that can morph through walls or run super quick.
But also, they can't poop.
They can't poop.
They can't poop. So that's how you could tell. The normal rats, they can poop.
That's a red flag.
And that's how you do like the reveal stage, right? The reveal thing is like the hand grabs them out and the scientist says, right, now poop. And everyone's like, please don't poop. Please don't poop. And then he does. Yeah. And you're like, no, he wasn't a defective superpower rat.
That's it. Because I'm trying to think of things that rats do.
Poop.
Poop is one of them.
That's one. Two. They run.
They do
on
that
hamster
thing where they
cars.
Move their heads up and down a lot, don't they?
Yeah.
Where they're trying to gauge distances.
They do look around.
They do have the ability to look.
To look. Yeah.
They blink.
It's a famous thing about rats.
I heard they breathe.
Okay. So how is this going to work now? If the normie rats are on the side of the scientists? How do the normie rats win? If the scientist's aim is to pick off or is to isolate all of the super rats or the defective rats or whatever we call over the course of X rounds, how do the normie rats win? They're just with the scientists.
By getting rid of all the shit ones. They're trying to help get rid of all the shit rats. Just like how innocents win in TTT or how the good guys win against the aliens in Among Us or how the non-hackers
beat the hackers in Fall Guys. As a rat. In the game, is it just the voice?
Every rat is superpowered now. Every single rat is superpowered. They've all got telepathy. Right. however, they're trying to spot the ones that are a little bit too superpowered, or the ones that maybe actually have.
Wait, why have they got telepathy?
So they can communicate, because otherwise the game doesn't
work.
With
who?
The scientist.
Oh, well, I think squeaking's fine.
No, you can't, but it's like a game you play on mic, right? Like it's a TTT sort of game with like 10
rats.
You
can't speak.
Small amount of rats.
You have to squeak.
But how do you convince the scientist? Everyone's just like nodding towards the bad one.
Yeah, they're doing the head thing. The rats do.
They use their tail to the point.
Use their dreams and it's like mysterious.
Their tail is
now.
A pointer. Like Octodad's arm, right? This is the right stick.
Oh, we brought Octodad into it properly now.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you have to navigate it to point. I don't know. I feel like... I don't know.
I don't see what's wrong with the rat being on the side of the superpower of the superpowered rats, and the whole game is
the
downside rats
versus
the scientists.
It's boring as fuck to play as those guys. Because then you're just a shit rat next to a superpowered rat. You're playing no essential role. You're just there. You may as well be AI.
Well, but then the roles come into like what Chris was talking about earlier with trying to deceive the scientists to make it look like, to try and hide the super rat or to make it look like you're...
Well, then the super rat just does nothing in that case. Like the super rat doesn't ever use his superpowers.
But is that when it becomes, you make it difficult for them to not use superpowers?
You could do it where there are things in the maze or on the map that only the superpower rat can collect. So everyone has to sort of, do you know, like when you say if there was something that only I could pick up, but you guys would try to like cover me, we would all be like, we'd all bend down at the same time and like fumble. And then one of us would like pick it up. Like you could do something like that where you have to.
I mean,
work
I feel like
mask.
That's like playing something. Spy Party or Hidden in Plain Sight, and you are just told, just exist in the world. Just be an NPC.
Oh, yeah, well, you're just basically playing as an NPC. Well, in that case, does it, like, what if it wasn't? Like, what if it was just you had, say, if there were, like, a large group of rats and the players were the superpowered ones. Say if there were a handful of like however many rats that you have to look for, that the scientist has to look for, that's how many players there are, and the rest are NPC rats. And then you also get that extra sense of like that extra level of deception where as a human rat, you're not only trying to hide your superpower, you're also trying to act a little bit more like an NPC rat.
Yeah, then it's Spy Party or Hidden in Plain Sight.
I guess you could make it competitive against the other superpower rats. So you could use your power to, you don't want to get caught, but you want to make the other rats get caught. So you can use your power in somehow to highlight.
I mean, that's the point. You're trying to hide yourself so well they don't pick you. And that's how you win, is you get to the end, you survive the testing phase with superpowers.
How could you like fuck over the other superpower rats and like make it obvious that they're the one that the scientist needs to pick?
You put a firework up their ass and then suddenly really quick. Radioactive piss.
Rats can do that. Rats can piss.
You stop them from pooping, and you're like, oh, that guy didn't poop. You see that? He didn't poop.
Okay.
No, that doesn't really work.
I don't know. We can work on it.
No shit. Literally, at certain points for the rats.
No shit. Is that the name? But it's the name of the game. Mean,
it works if you've only got two players. If you've got the scientist and you've got one superpower rat in the maze. I mean, I guess the problem to solve is, why do I have to use my superpowers? Why can't I just be in there? And then it's just
when going back to what you're saying about the scientists being able to change the maze on the fly and like put in certain traps or whatever, like just in real time to make something unexpected happen, and then the only way that you can, or it was to make you pressured to use an ability.
They get exterminated on every round until eventually you get to the final round. It's like, oh, there's only three of us left. I have to try and survive this round.
Don't even need to hide your superpowers. In fact,
you do. But the pool of people or rats that you're playing amongst dwindles. And you're trying to get to the very, very end as the superpowered rat. Because if the pool gets smaller, it's going to be easier to look at you and say, you're still in this round. Okay, I'm going to keep an eye on you. Or, you know, this one, how did this one get through? I saw him at the back of the queue earlier, and now he's at the front. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So, Tom, at this point, Can you run through what we don't need to be complete? We don't have to have a fully finished game, but I feel like we're kind of close to being on to something, right?
No.
What do we have?
We've got like seven different games. We've got Spy Party, but with rats. We've got Among Us, but with rats. We've got Hidden in Plain Sight, except there's rats. We've got both of those games, Hidden in Plain Sight and Spy Party. For some reason, you're playing as the AI, which is, you know, no one will pick that role, but whatever. There was also Fall Guys. I think that got incorporated in the challenge system.
Fall Guys, but with rats.
Everyone has superpowers, but no one has superpowers. You're trying to help the scientists, but not the rats. But you're also trying to help the rats, but not the scientists. The scientist is either an extra role or an AI. There's a voting system in between every round, or there's not. The pool gets smaller, but sometimes it doesn't. It's a small game of like six or seven people playing with mics, but you can't communicate. You only communicate with poop.
But there are 30 of them.
But there's 30 of them.
But some of them
60,
can't poop.
And some of them can't poop. Some of the AI are actually players, but they're not. It's called, you wrote it down earlier, it's called Fall Guys.
Did you like that? I was trying to think of a thing of how to say it without actually making it sound like full, because my accent would probably say full and full as the same.
Fool guys.
F-O-O-L trying to fool them.
Yeah. So that's the idea.
That's all I could think of. I'm currently looking at a rat Wikipedia page to try and come up with some words.
Okay. I don't know if I would play it because I don't know what it is.
I would play the game that is basically like, okay, I can understand that it's boring playing as the normie rats. And so get rid of the normie rats, just have them as NPCs. But the idea where you have a series of levels designed as a lab rat going through the level where you are playing a superpowered rat that has to hide your abilities from an ever-changing map that is being manipulated by a scientist who is trying to figure out, is trying to catch you, trying to catch you off guard. Like, I like the idea of that. I think there's something in that.
Okay. I mean, the game I would play would be the one where all the rats are against each other. There is a scientist that they are just a hand that picks you up. They're not a player or anything, but you're all against each other, right, playing in different challenge levels. One's a maze, one's just get to the end, one's a kart racer, apparently. And you're trying to single
nice
out
callback.
The one superpowered one. The superpowered one has to get into a podium finish every single time. And you're just trying to vote out. And if you vote out a good one, then, well, shit. I mean, the pool is smaller for the traitor, sure, but you've also got one less to identify the bad guy. That's the one I'd play.
Okay. James, which one would you play?
Yeah, good question.
Would you play any of them?
I agree. I think there is something there, not just because I said it, but I think I legitimately think that there is something in having a series of tests with an overseer and you've got to hide. Like, I do like the original idea of you're the hacker, or you've got the special ability and you've got to hide it. I like that. What we have here, I don't know. There's lots of decisions still to be made, but I think there is a route.
Which one is the one that you would play / make? If you have final say. Because at this point, the episode is going to end with, what does everyone actually think? What does the audience think? Pick your favorite below.
Hey, don't spoil it.
See, I there are problems with it, but I like the idea that there is the super rat, and then the other rats might just try and help you through the maze. But maybe who gets to play the king rat changes between rounds. I think that there is a way that you could potentially solve it where it's not necessarily boring. But
okay.
But we're not going to solve that.
Yeah. And Chris, if you took away all of the bad ones, what's the version of the game you would play or you would most enjoy?
With James, I was leaning towards the more spy party-esque version, but I think that's just because I do enjoy the idea of spy party a lot more than some of the other sort of games that we pulled from. Among Us is good. I do enjoy Among Us, but it's just trying to convert that into its rat form.
And then how we can do that. Among Us with rats that's also a little bit Fall Guys is basically all it is.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I've just been reading about rats for the last 5 minutes and they do some horrible stuff to rats.
Tell us a fact about rats before we end.
There is a rat known as the Zucker rat, which is bred genetically prone to diabetes.
I thought you were going to say it runs Facebook.
It runs Facebook.
I thought you were going to make a joke.
The Zuck rat.
Okay, well, if you would like to know more about rats, please visit the Rat Wikipedia.
Or Chris's Twitter.
Wikipedia.org/wiki/rat.
Fantastic. This episode has been sponsored by wikipedia.org/rats.
Just rats. Thanks, rats, for the sponsor.
If you guys think you can, if you listen, think you can make this into something, don't. Or if you prefer, like, don't just stop. I honestly think that there's something here. Obviously, we're not going to make a game out of it in 50 minutes, but there's some kind of version there that we could whittle down. I genuinely want to hear what people have to say about it.
Yeah. What version do you like?
Yeah. Give up the prerequisite, though. It has to have rats, and it has to be a mix between Among Us and Fall Guys and maybe Spy Party. There you go.
Yeah. And it has to have X or 30 or 10.
It has to have
players.
X rats. Also, one of them has superpowers, or all of them, or none of them.
Or none of them. And can they poop? We don't know.
Let us know.
These are the
Let
important questions think. That we need answers to.
And you can send those responses to @PitchPlusPod. Pitch please with the vowels, VOD. No. Please without the vowels, pod with the vowel. There it is on Twitter.
Thank you very much for listening. Next week we might have one more of our pitches. We might have one of your pitches. We've had a couple in now actually. So thanks for sending them. Please, if you have some more ideas, send them to us in like maybe a page or just tweet them to us. Fucking send them. We'll read them. Whatever you send, we'll probably read because we're pretty desperate. So,
because we've reached the stage where we're making rat based games.
Hey, thank you everyone for listening. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.